Interesting tidbit here. I mean, it's really just a gimmick, I imagine. But Coldplay has announced that all the songs on their new album are actually going to have emojis as song titles instead of song titles here. Which, all right, whatever with that. I mean, I guess it's the sign of the times, right? This is how many people communicate via text or whatever. I'm not one of them. I still type out words. In a text message from me, you would actually find crazy things like punctuation, regular spacing, even a new paragraph break or a line. Like, I do those kind of things. But, you know, I could understand if they were, like, texting the song titles to a friend and they were like, I only got 140 characters to fit all the album information in here, so I'll use emojis. Or if they were the inside cap of a Heffenreffer bottle or a Snapple cap where you had to, like, figure out one of those puzzles. I've asked producer Sean to come in. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Raven.
Can you provide me with several random songs here? And we will try this game. I'm going to act like I'm a producer or manager for Coldplay now. And I would like to label some of these songs with emojis that make sense. All right, what do you got first?
Are you ready?
Go for it.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Oh, Adele. She's the best. But oh my gosh. Okay, sad face. But I don't just want the sad face or the one that's like crying. I want the one that's actually like it's, I think it's for when you have a cold where it's blowing on the Kleenex, because that to me sounds like there's going to be booger bubbles. All right. You know, when you're crying so strongly like that, like there's something running down your face and it ain't all tears. You know, it's a little bit uncomfortable, and maybe like a passport emoji too, because that's the one like you got to get away from that relationship. What else you got?
TNT. I'm dynamite.
That's an easy one. AC/DC, I feel like just about every one of their songs would actually be a bomb. And that's a compliment, not a teardown.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Good one, man. Here's the thing. The internet loves Rick Astley. They can say whatever they want to, but they have been loving on this song for years and years now at this point. But everybody else has to act like it's not cool still. So I'm going to give it the eye roll emoji. That one I'll go with an emoji that actually exists because I want to look cool even though I'm secretly dancing to it. One more. What else you got?
Yeah, for that I say thank you. Next, thank you. Next,
oh, Ari. I mean, obviously, broken heart, right? Because clearly Ariana Grande is breaking up with U2, as she does with everybody else that she's ever dated before. Oh, she's married now, right? I feel like there's also, though, with Ariana Grande lately, there's going to be like an eggplant. There's got to be a peach. There's all the ones that I don't truly understand what they mean, but I know that all the teenagers around me are laughing at when they send them. Like, those are the ones that I need because she's naughty in her song. She's naughty now. See, this thing isn't actually all that hard. Maybe Coldplay's onto something.